John 15:18-27, the world will hate you, the Spirit will help you. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. In this passage, we will read more about the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told us that the Spirit would teach us all things. What a wonderful promise. Let us prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord as the Spirit of God guides us today. Let's pray. Father, may the Spirit be our teacher as we study your word today. Help us to understand this passage and speak to everyone studying with us. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 15:18-27, the world will hate you, the Spirit will help you. In John 14 and in John chapter 14 and in 15:1-17, Jesus said many positive things that brought encouragement and hope to his disciples. He told them he was going to his Father, that he would send the Holy Spirit, and that he would live in him and he in us. However, from John 15:18 through John chapter 16, Jesus explained some harsh realities to them about what was going to happen. Jesus had given them several wonderful promises, but now was going to give them the big picture about what was coming, including that the world would hate and persecute them. However, he promised again that the Holy Spirit would come to be with them, guide them, teach them, even through persecution. If Jesus had not explained this, it would have been hard for the disciples to understand what was happening. Sometimes God does not tell us everything that is going to happen in advance. We need to trust him even though we do not understand. However, he often prepares us in advance for the difficulties we will face in the future, as he did for his disciples in this passage and in John chapter 16. This teaching is difficult for us because we don't want to be persecuted, and we don't want people to dislike us. We want them to accept us and to like us. However, there is a war going on between light and darkness. People who love darkness hate the light. This is why they hated, tortured, and murdered Jesus. I wish the world were just a wonderful place filled with nice people without hate or violence, but it is not. The persecution and martyrdom of Christians have continued from the first century until now. I found the following summation in an internet search. It says, modern-day persecution of Christians is a serious issue, with 1 of 7 Christians facing persecution worldwide, particularly in Africa and Asia. Hostility towards Christians can range from societal discrimination to severe persecution, including violence and death, with the number of countries where Christians suffer high levels of persecution almost doubling in the last 30 years. More than 380 million Christians suffer high levels of persecution for their faith. Let's look at verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, since I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Meditation question. What does the world mean? It is often necessary to do a word study to correctly interpret what the Bible is saying. In this passage, Jesus used the word world several times. What did he mean when he said the world will hate you? Doesn't God love the world? The word world is used in the Bible with a variety of meanings, which I will discuss. Sometimes the word world is used in the Bible to refer to the physical world or the earth, and sometimes to the people in the world. One example is John 1:10, which says, he was in the world, And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Jesus came into this physical world, the earth, which he created. However, the same verse says that the world did not recognize him, referring to humanity or people in the world. John 3:16 says that God loved the world, referring to human beings. God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. In John 15:18-19 and the following, Jesus refers to the world's corrupt value system. This is how he uses the word world. Satan is the god of this world, and he has his own value system contrary to God's. Disciples of Jesus honor Jesus as Lord and live in his kingdom. People who reject the lordship of Christ are in bondage to sin, Satan, and the kingdom of darkness. This is why they hate Christ and his followers. Many passages in the New Testament speak of the world's corrupt, evil, Christ-rejecting value system. We are not to love the world's evil value system, but we are to love the people in the world. The rejection of Jesus by his opponents was based on their alienation from God. Jesus now refers to them as the world, since the world refers to that which is in rebellion against God. The Greek word world is cosmos, which refers to, in this context, to the evil fallen world system comprised of sinful people controlled by Satan. Because Satan hates God, he also hates the people of God. This context helps us to understand verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, since I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We are part of God's kingdom, which is in conflict with this world that rejects God and his authority. Let's look at verses 20 and 21. Remember the word I said to you, a servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But they will do all these things to you for my name's sake, because they don't know him who sent me. Meditation question. Do you think that we will be hated and persecuted? In many places, there is freedom of religion and little persecution. However, most places have persecuted Christians in the past, including the United States, Europe, and Japan. It is possible, if not likely, that we will face persecution because we follow Jesus and live in his kingdom, which is rejected and hated by the world system of values and allegiances. Jesus said, they will do all these things to you for my name's sake because they do not know him who sent me. Verse 22, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin, but now they have no sin, excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I hadn't done among them the works that no one else did, they wouldn't have had sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. This happened so that the word may be fulfilled, which was written in their law. They hated me without a cause, referring to Psalm 69:4. Meditation question. Why were the Jewish leaders who rejected Jesus without excuse? Can you think of any examples of people who hate Jesus and his Father in modern times? When Jesus said they are out without excuse for their sin because he had come to them and spoken to them, he was not saying they were sinless. He was referring to their hard-hearted and complete rejection of truth and rebellion towards God by rejecting his Son. Jesus, the light of the world, stood before them and revealed the Father to them, but they chose darkness over light. Since the Father was in Jesus and working through him, they not only hated Jesus, but hated the Father as well. Jesus quoted Psalm 69:4, they hated me without a cause. They had no reason to hate Jesus. He was full of grace, love, and kindness. They hated him because their hearts were evil and they refused to submit to his authority. Jesus exposed their rebellion and refusal to respond to God. This was the source of their hatred and sin. Jesus was like a mirror, exposing the ugliness of their selfishness, pride, and sin. They hated him for this, as do many people today. They hate Jesus and God's word because it reveals their sin. They hate people who follow Jesus today for the same reasons. They hated and persecuted Jesus. If they hated and persecuted Jesus, they will do the same to us, even though we give them no reason or cause to hate us. Verse 26 and 27, when the Counselor has come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. You also will testify because you have been with me from the beginning. Meditation question. How will the Spirit of truth help us when we share about Jesus when facing persecution? Against the backdrop of Jesus' words about how the world will hate and persecute his disciples, he spoke to them again about how the Holy Spirit would be with them in the face of persecution. Suffering and persecution might cause them to doubt. However, Jesus said the Spirit would testify about me. He would testify through them to the people they were facing, and he would testify within them to assure them and encourage their faith. Just as Jesus had come to reveal and express the Father to us, the Holy Spirit would come and reveal Jesus and make him real to us. We understand and experience the life of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to them in John 14, 16, 17, and 26. He talks about the Spirit coming to them again in verses 26 and 27 of chapter 15, and again in chapter 16, 7, 13, and 14. Jesus is called the Counselor. I'm sorry, the Spirit is called the Counselor or the Advocate in some translations. An advocate offers support, strength, and counsel and intercedes for us. A counselor is someone who is with us to support, strengthen, and counsel us. Jesus said in John 15, 26, that the Holy Spirit will testify about me, and you also must testify. Both we and the Holy Spirit testify about Christ. Our witness is necessary but powerless apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, who opens people's hearts and minds so they can believe in Jesus and be saved. There is another way in which the Holy Spirit bears witness to Christ in our lives. He speaks to us through the Bible so that we can understand it and know what he is saying to us through it. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and he will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14, 26. He lives in us, helps us to understand God's word and God's leading, encourages us, and reveals Christ to us. This is the role of the Holy Spirit, describing how he works in our lives. We encounter Christ in the Scriptures through the Holy Spirit. This should be a major focus of our time in the Word. The flow of this passage continues into John 16, which we will return to in the next session. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word and for giving us your Spirit. Thank you that you're always with us, even when we face trials or when people hate us or persecute us. Lord, work in our lives. Show us your ways. And may your Spirit teach us every day and lead us in your name. Amen.
ですが、命じたように愛さなかったら、私はイエスのことを勘違いしてしまって、父の御心を行っていないということになってしまいます。ヨハネの15章の1節から17節の、要約として2つの ポイントを強調したいです。一つ目、神様との関係を大事にしなさい。イエスのうちに、イエスの愛のうちにとどまり続けなさい。これが私たちの第一の優先順位、私たちのメインフォーカスでないといけない。イエスにつながり続ければ、私たちは多くの実を結ぶ。イエスから離れては私たちは何をすることもできない。二つ目、イエスが愛したように他の人を愛さないといけない。これが一番の戒め。私たちがイエスの戒めに従うなら、私たちはイエスの愛のうちにとどまり、イエスが私たちを通して残る実をならせます。一緒に祈っていきましょう。天の父なる神様、この今日の箇所感謝します。あなたにとどまること、あなたの愛のうちにとどまること、感謝します。私たちのうちにあなたの命、喜び、自信、また残る実をあなたがならせてください。この学びをしている一人一人が、イエスの内在する命を体験し、あなたの愛で溢れていくことを祈っていきます。感謝してイエス・キリストの御名によってお祈りします。アメン。では次回また FBS で。